Number three is moral regrets. Morally dubious decisions can gnaw at us for ages, usually involving harm, cheating, disloyalty, subversion, or desecration. If only I'd done the right thing. The need here is goodness. And fourth, connection regrets. Failure to start or keep up relationships. Rifts and drifts. If only I'd made contact. And the need here is love. Two of our most important human qualities are time travelling and storytelling. We can think about the past and project into the future, and we can make up stories about what might have happened or what might happen. These thoughts are called counterfactuals. We can concoct events that run counter to the actual facts. If onlys form the basis of regret. If only I did or didn't do X. But the same situation can be read as an at least. At least I achieved X, or bad thing Y didn't happen. It's a question of attitude. People succumb to if onlys about four times more often than at leasts. These degrade our feelings now, but can improve our lives later. What's good about it? My thinking is first and last and always for the sake of my doing. That's a quote from William James. Thinking is for doing. We act in order to survive. We think in order to act. Temporal discounting involves people overvaluing the now and undervaluing or discounting the later. They are likely to opt for gratification now and or put off what could have consequences in the future. Coulda, shoulda sums up the if-only conundrum. I could have, I should have. To cope with regrets, first try to undo them, typically by apologising. Failing that, move your thinking from if-only to at least. Use self-disclosure to relive your regret and relieve yourself of the regret pressure. Use self-compassion to normalise the regret and neutralise it, because most people are harder on themselves than they are on others. Use self-distancing to analyse the regret as dispassionately as you can and then come up with a strategy to deal with it. What you have to watch? Not much. This has the usual blend of rigorous research, scores of examples, and practical suggestions about what to do.